Welcome to the art of going your own way. That noise you might hear in the background is my dishwasher. Hurry up! Kidding. Oh, shit. Well, let's see. First of all, I logged into MGTOW TV this morning, and I got an instant message from somebody who's been a long-time listener. And you know who you are. I haven't talked to you yet. I figured I would respond here. And I guess I didn't realize how much of an impact that I've had on people. Oh, I knew a little bit because some people reach out, but I'm going to share some points about what you said in your instant message to me, but I won't give up too much detail. So this guy lives down south and was affected by Hurricane Ida. Lost power for 7 days, and he said he thought about me during that time because day two came around, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not sitting in front of the computer because of the dishwasher and that noise, but he had gotten stocked up on 3 months of food, a ton of water, some the most precious metal and the thing to implement it, and or things to implement it, and a couple generators, some gasoline, and you know what, made it through. He said that there were long lines wrapped around stores to get the necessities, food and all that stuff. So His primary comment to me was thank you. And you know what? You are welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad. You know, I bet you found it an adventure. Even though it sucked, it was still an adventure in your life. And you're not going to forget that. So, you're welcome, buddy. My pleasure. I try to sit out here and make sense of the world, and you know, I get these glimpses of things in my mind, and I'm going to try to be salient on this as much as possible. The answer to what's going on right now for me is to just be steadfast. I see so many people lining up to take the jab, and they're still taking the jab. I had to go in when I got back from my little excursion to get away from everything, to turn off the news, to just try to recuperate from, you know, coughing up blood and what's happening to me, and you know, I don't feel 100%. I feel about 80%. I feel something going on, but you know what? I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to start out and reiterate one thing that I've been saying. It's nothing new. I'm not saying something that you probably don't already know. But if you don't keep this in the forefront of your mind, then you live in fear, okay? And one of the big things is you are going to die. When I was coughing up blood, I've been working a long time to get my life in order. And I think I've said this before on a video or two ago. When I started coughing up blood, I'm like, holy shit, this might be the end of me. It's time for me to do a couple of the things that I was hesitating on doing. And that was to reach out and contact people and basically say goodbye to them. Or they're done. They're done in my life. They're done taking up headspace. All that stuff. Ex-wife, done. Children, done. They've had ample opportunity to come back to me and say, hey, Dad, they're too far gone. They're brainwashed. I don't even know if I could help to unbrainwash them if they came back. We each individually have to figure shit out. And you know what? For me, I sent off emails and I made phone calls. I made my peace. My sibling, when they came over, I'm like, shiny objects are in these locations. Title for the goat and my other vehicles are there. And you know what? If I'm gone, use it, survive, carry on. Do the best you can in life. I need this stuff while I'm here, or I want to use it potentially. So I have about a year and a half of food supply. I've been stockpiling water. I got plenty of shiny objects, and I got the most precious metal of all. I got plenty of things to utilize those shiny objects, the precious one anyways, the most precious, my precious. And you know what's coming? There is no getting out of what's coming at us. You're going to die. Stop living in fear. Live your life. Rebuke the people that need rebuking. Get the toxic ones out of your life, even if it's you that's keeping them there. In your mind of what could have been, what should be, all this shit. Boom, gone. I feel so good that I've let go of a lot of these things. Oh yeah, you think you do, but they hang on. Now, consciously, wow, what a huge mental difference for me. This is the part of awakening and becoming a true man, sentient being. Oh, I've been a coward in my life. I've been fearful in my life. Don't let anybody fool you and shame you thinking that you should have been better. You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're on a learning process. Anybody that wants to come at me like, he still hangs around WebEd, oh, he's not MGTOW. The fuck I'm not. I'm a man going my own way. You have to come to some realizations in this world. I've had to shake that blue pill, that kumbaya shit for the greater good. Oh, I'm not saying to discard compassion. You should still have compassion, but you should rebuke the evil fuckers. And I tell you, I think it's probably going to come down to a time where they're trying to kill us right now. They're trying to control, kill, and have every aspect of us taken care of. If you don't see that it is about population reduction, that others don't think that you have a place on this earth, you better wake up and you better start fighting. I'm not advocating going out and openly murdering people. You know, the interesting thing is the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. That is not correct. Thou shalt not murder. killing in defense of your life and your loved ones, it's an open game. It's open game. And I believe soon we're going to be to that point. Excuse me. Look at all the shit that's going on in this world. Look at the fuckery from the federal government. You can't escape any of this shit. Should I turn off the news for a full week and that was the best stress-free week of my life? And I sit here and, you know, I watch some MGTOW TV channels and listen to things that interest me, BitChute, wherever I can find it. And by the way, I just saw another video on chlorine dioxide as a cure for COVID-19. Now, I would say to you people that while you still can, try to acquire some of these medicines. I've gone out and I've gotten myself some chlorine dioxide in the form of water tablets for purifying water. Gives a 4% solution. I'm no doctor and I am not giving medical advice. Just so you know this. I have that in my bag of tricks, so to speak. I've also gone out and got the horse dewormer. Got me a couple of the tubes of the ivermectin. It's the same medicine. It's the same medicine. It's dosage. So here's the thing. I had to go into the hospital to have this dealt with. What a horrible, shitty experience that was. No, I did not get the swab jabbed up my nose. I would have walked out and just fucking dropped dead on the ground if I was truly dying. Not getting the jab up the nose. Do you got COVID? If not, you have EO, which is a known brain cancer-causing deal that the Q-tips are sterilized with, that they break through the plenum or whatever it is back there, the soft cartilage, and push it right into your brain. Think they're not trying to kill people? I also noticed that on the hospital surgery, you have to be either vaccinated or get a nose jab PCR test. So you better hope that you don't have to go in for anything major. And if you do, just remember, you can deny any medical treatment. Now, they might deny you medical treatment as well, but you shop around. Here's the thing. I've been telling you guys this. Money is worthless. The greenbacks, the dollar bills and shit. It's all worthless. They've printed us into destitution. Don't think this has been a plan. It's been a plan the entire time along. Get people hooked on debt. Get people hooked on the shitty things of culture. I've been saying for a long time that this whole women shit, you know, MGTOW, that it's misguided in some ways. That everything with the women stuff is a symptom of the greater problem. And you still got people out there spouting off about women this, women that. Yeah, I guess there's some, deep down gloating that you can have to see people ruin their lives. But is that really the way to go? Huh? Is it? I don't think so. But yet, sometimes, even I fall prey to, yep, you get what you fucking deserve, cunt. You can't wake up. Like I've said, these women have been taught to push good men out of their lives. Here's an example. I had to go and do a job on Tuesday. And there's a woman there. Talked to her quite a bit. I like her. She's nice. She just got married to a guy. They bought a expensive house, kind of out of the city. And her work, the place that I had to go, basically pressured her into getting vaccinated. Otherwise, having to wear a mask at your desk all day and all that stuff. And I talked to her before then. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. And so when I saw her on Tuesday, I'm like, did you do it? Yeah, I did it. I'm like, well, good luck. I hope you got the placebo. And I said, can I help you with anything regarding why I'm here? And nope, everything's good. And I'm like, well, good luck to you. And goodbye. See, the thing about it is, this control runs deep. People don't realize they don't need this shit. They don't need it. The thing about it is, if it's true, if this vax is really going to kill you in 3 to 5 years, you've just delayed the inevitable. I mean, you'd lose that house anyways. Now, guess what? You lose your life. Don't listen to good people. Don't listen to people that go out there and look at the world. Excuse me. Yes, I know. And see what's truly going on. Trying to discern what's truly going on. So that you can step out of the way of danger. It's so fucked right now that I find myself still getting a little emotional about things. And then I got to stop myself and go, hey, you know what's going on. You know how fucked it is. Just be agile. I've talked about living an agile life. Be agile and step out of the way of danger. Warn the ones you can warn. It's already written in the book of life, those that will be around after. You know, I believe it's Mark 13:13. And I'm paraphrasing here, but you will be hated for my name's sake. But for those that endure until the end, they shall be saved. Think about that for a minute. You're not guaranteed a cush, comfy life. You're not guaranteed anything here. We live on a planet that is full of strife. Had a great conversation with a guy when I was out. And when I was out and about camping next to me in one area, me and Widow. And it's funny. He had a woman with him. And her name was Karen. And I go, oh, great. Oh, God, I'm camping next to a Karen. And she goes, oh, no, you didn't. You didn't go there, did you? And I'm like, yes, I did. And then we all laughed. But anyways, he made a salient point to me. He goes, you know, if it's true we've been here 6,000 years for this experience, or, you know, obviously life has been going on a lot longer on this planet, but 6,000 years of civilization currently. Don't you think that we would have already reached the ability to be at peace? No, no. This is not, you can't make heaven on earth. It's a struggle for survival here. And I may be reiterating, I can't remember if I posted another thing that I was working on, but you have to know the people that you get involved with, okay, as best you can. You don't just go blind, I'm going to join a militia. You don't do it. In my opinion, everything gets corrupted. If you haven't seen it yet, then you better take a closer look. Everything gets corrupted. Everything. The only thing that you can prevent from being corrupted is yourself. Through God's grace. Praying, meditating, emulating, Jesus for some, Muhammad for others. But, you know, you look at it, you got to wake up and not be a sheeple. You have to use your own brain to navigate this world. I'm very happy that earlier on in this audio presentation where I was talking about the gentleman that reached out and contacted me, I'm very happy that you have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a brain to use discernment. You know that I don't try to steer you in the wrong direction. I'm just out here, I'm some dumb fuck living out somewhere on this planet, trying to make sense of it, trying to live a decent life. But I've come to the point now that you can't build. I put up a video about women. You can't build anything with them. Well, you know what the deal is now? You can't build anything now. It's not going to stand the test of time. Hence, it took me a while to get to this, but now I understand what Jesus said about don't store up your treasures on earth. Don't store them up. I sit here and I work every day, well, for the most part, and I look at it and I'm like, I'm fucking done with this. Done with this. My company's sending out a fucking survey asking, you know, are you vaccinated? Because we face the public and some of the things that we might do might have government contracts involved. And with the mandates coming down, you need to let us know where you're at and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. I'm not filling out any kind of fucking shit. I'll be the black dot out there. And I've spent the last years, okay, tangent switch for a second. I've spent the last years after my divorce getting myself in a position where people can't touch me financially. Because that was the big stickler for me. How I got fucked over. And how I had to work so god dang hard to pull myself out of that. And again, going through that process, I've come to several realizations. You are only a slave if you allow yourself to be. You can try to hang on to your possessions. You can try to do this, that, or the other thing. In the end, it doesn't matter. It's the decisions you make, the choices you're faced with, strike that, reverse it, as Willy Wonka would say. Live your life like you're dying, just like that song. Live your life like you're dying because you know what? You are. The moment you're born, you're dying. Make good decisions. I'm not saying lose hope. Not at all. I'm still working on that car next weekend. I just got the transmission and needs a new bushing in it. Got that dropped off over at my mechanic buddy. And the whole goal right now is that not this coming up weekend, but next weekend, the car goes back together. So, yes, it's been taking longer than I've wanted it to. But you know what? Everything happens in its time. I'd like to at least drive it around a few times before I shuffle off this mortal coil. But anyways, I'm ranting. Getting together with Widow tonight and we're having dinner. There might be a little boom chicka what in there, which would be nice. I enjoy her company, her time. Conversations are good. She actually gets it. She's not a sheeple. Oh, she's naive in some aspects of the world, but you know what? This person's willing to learn. willing to take advice from a man. So there you go. You just gotta, if you're into that, you just gotta find one that hasn't been fully corrupted. But I'm never getting married and I ain't cohabitating. You know, in some respects, I sit there, let you into a little inside baseball with your buddy Tao Gal. Because, you know, this life is always a struggle, right? I sit there and go to myself, you know, it'd be nice to be in a relationship like that, you know, where you could just have somebody to count on. But you can't. You can't count on them. Because everybody gets corrupted if they allow themselves to. Which is why I'll never live with anybody again. I'll never do joint finances. It's either I'll make it or I won't make it. Well, like I told Widow, I said, you know, we can be together, we can enjoy life together, but I'm never getting married and we're not living together. And you know what? She still sticks around. I don't do really anything for her. Yeah, an occasional meal, but you know what? She buys me meals, too. This is a very give-and-take, in a good way, type deal that I got going on here. This is how I've tried to approach that after my divorce with all women. And you know what? You can quickly weed out the ones that are just wanting to take advantage of you. Now, there's enough on that shit. Yeah, I'm cleaning up a little bit. As I go through the day, I'll be doing some laundry, making my bed. I'm doing some dishes right now. Let's see. What else did I get? I think I may have posted that video where you can make your own chloroquine, right? 2 lemons, 2 grapefruits, thing of beans, some citric acid, bunch of water, and some pine needles in there. It all does this chemical reaction, and it makes chloroquine. So, yeah, that's a good one. I got my pack of citric acid, got pine needles and all that shit. Just need to run up to the store. You just make a drink out of it. Right? And suppose I can post it. Start out with crushing, get a can of beans, right? Legumes, lentils, whatever. Because they are able to, they're high in zinc, right? And so you mash them up, right? And then you throw in about 2 tablespoons of citric acid. You get that all mixed up. Then you squeeze your grapefruits and lemons in there. Throw the peels in there too. Then you throw your pine needles or your ground pine needle solution in there. You know, a good amount. If you have the ground pine needles, I would do 2-3 tablespoons of that in there. And then you bring that shit to a boil for 4 hours. Strain it all out. Put it in the fridge and then take about a 1 ounce shot a day. You got yourself a good high vitamin C, high in zinc. With some of the chemical reaction in there, it truly does make chloroquine. You know, and if you drink tonic water, you can, chlorine, what the hell is it? Whatever. If you go out and you buy the tonic water, look for it. It's got it in there. That's what they used to give sailors to fight against scurvy and malaria. So, there you go. Fuck, I ain't got anything more for you right now. Other than, realize what this world is. Let go of the shit that holds you down from being a agile person. You may be faced with your death sooner than you think, and you may have a choice of kill or be killed. Oh, right now it's a soft kill that's going on. It's kind of in hushed undertones, you know. The dark side talks about it. We're killing these fools, and they're doing it. They're listening to everything we say. Now, let's see how retarded we can get it out there. Let's tell them this. And then the next moment, we'll tell them the opposite. And we'll watch them scurry as we beat them down. Wake up. Wake up. Start going your own way. Not their way, your way. Use discernment. Wake up. Prepare for what is coming. It's going to get very difficult, my friends, because there are too many sheeple out there that will turn on a dime and drop a dime on you, and you're fucked. But you live your life. You play the cards you're dealt. Do what you can, survive, and hopefully I'll see you on the other side of this. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. I wish you all the best. And again, I'm just some guy out here. I got nothing. Nothing. I got my folks that are still alive. I have a small family, siblings and stuff like that, but it's small. Children are lost to me. All my past lovers, goodbye. So what do I got? He's just some dumb fuck with a GTO. Yeah, that's exactly it. And a camper. But you know what? You really don't need that much in this world. And I'm glad for those that have ears that can hear and eyes that can see. I'm glad that I've had some kind of impact on people's lives for the better. I don't want to lead anybody astray. Now, there. Shut the fuck up. Let people get on with their own day as well. Okay, I will. Dumbass. All right, gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.